This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country remains steadfast in its resolve to defeat terrorism and dismantle its enabling ecosystem. In a social media post on the completion of 1 year of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Modi said the Indian Armed Forces had displayed unparalleled courage, precision and resolve during the operation. He said the forces gave a fitting response to those who dared to attack innocent Indians at Pahalgam. Mr. Modi also added that the entire nation salutes the armed forces for their valor. President Draupadi Murmu has called Operation Sindoor a defining testament to India's unwavering resolve against terrorism and all forces that threaten our sovereignty and the safety of citizens. In a social media post, she said the brutal attack at Pahalgam was met with befitting and exemplary precision. She reiterated that those who seek to threaten Bharat must know that our nation stands vigilant, united and prepared to respond with strength. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has termed Operation Sindoor a defining moment when India responded firmly to terror forces and terror-sponsoring states attempting to disturb the peace, unity and sovereignty of Bharat. As Operation Sindoor completes 1 year today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has changed his display picture on social media to honour the valour of the Indian Armed Forces. He has also urged countrymen to change display pictures on all social media handles as a mark of respect to our forces and their success during Operation Sindoor. Along with the Prime Minister, his cabinet colleagues have also changed their display pictures across all social media handles. In Bihar, the cabinet led by Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary has expanded today. In a grand ceremony held at Gandhi Maidan in Patna, Governor, Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hussain administered the oath of office and secrecy to 32 appointed members, ministers. The cabinet now comprises 15 ministers from the BJP quota, 13 from the JDU, 2 from the Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas and 1 each from the Hindustani Awam Morcha and the Rashtriya Lok Morcha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with the Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and JP Nadda, among several other members of the Union Cabinet, were present at the oath-taking ceremony. The model code of conduct, which was in force in Assam, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Puducherry and states where assembly by elections were held, has been lifted. In a communication to the Union Cabinet Secretary, State Chief Secretaries and the Chief Electoral Officers, the Election Commission said as the results of the assembly elections in these states and union territories have been declared, the MCC has ceased to be in operation with immediate effect. The commission, however, said that as the fresh poll has been ordered in the Falta Assembly constituency in West Bengal, the MCC will remain in force in that constituency. The polling in Falta Assembly constituency will be held on the 21st of this month and counting of votes will take place on 24th May. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia launched a nationwide annual health checkup initiative for workers aged 40 years and above under the new labour codes today. Launching the initiative at the Employees State Insurance Corporation or ESIC Medical College and Hospital in New Delhi today, the minister said respect for the country's workforce and youth power has increased significantly over the last 12 years under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said the government has been making continuous efforts to create employment opportunities and as a result, the unemployment rate has declined to around 3.2%. Niti Aayog today released a policy report on school education system in India, temporal analysis and policy roadmap for quality enhancement. The report is a policy document that presents a comprehensive decade-long analysis of India's school education system across key parameters such as access and enrollment, infrastructure, equity and inclusion and learning outcomes. The report provides a detailed policy roadmap comprising 13 comprehensive recommendations. It includes 8 systematic recommendations and 5 academic recommendations that focus on reforming school structure through composite schools and evidence-based rationalization and strengthening school infrastructure. It is also centered around transforming pedagogy, assessment and foundational learning, emphasizing holistic education and student well-being. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.